The golden age of radio theater continues now with the Screen Directors Playhouse production of Jackpot.
Bill, just look at all this loot that's arrived, this diamond ring.
Here, let me put it on your finger, Amy. Oh. That's where it belongs.
It's lovely.
I've always meant to buy you one.
Thanks, darling.
Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence, I presume?
Yes, who are you?
I, madam, am one of your prizes.
Which one?
I, sir, am Leslie of Harrington Interiors.
I, sir, am Lawrence of Arabia.
Bill. Mr. Leslie's the decorator who's come to do our house. Isn't it wonderful?
No, simply scrumptious. Well, won't you come in? My wife and I'll show you around.
Thank you. Oh, divine. This room is absolutely divine. We won't be able to use a thing. Ghastly. And there, I suppose, is the dining room.
Mm-hmm. My favorite room.
Divine. Absolutely divine. Simply just junk everything and start from scratch.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. You know, there are some things around here I like.
You like? How dare you?
All right. Before I commit mayhem, I think I better go to work. Goodbye, Mr. Leslie.
Just Leslie. Goodbye, old boy.
Goodbye, Amy. I'll see you tonight. Big meeting with Woodruff.
Bye-bye, darling. Good luck.
Well, Bill, any suggestions on how to better our business?
Yes, sir. I think that what we have to do...
Oh, just hold it just
is
a
to,
minute.
We're going to form...
Yes. Oh, it's Mrs. Lawrence. She wants to speak to you, Bill.
Well, tell her I'll call her back later.
Oh, all right, dear. Bill says that he'll... She says it's urgent. Go ahead and talk to her.
No, but...
Go on!
But
go ahead. Take less time than what's going on right now. Go on.
Well, I don't want to take the... Yeah? Yes, Amy?
No.
It has? Well, you can...
No, no, no.
Well, why don't you just put it in the refrigerator?
No.
Oh, well, I'll think of something and call you back.
No.
Yes, dear, yes. Yes, I know it's a hot day. Yes, goodbye. You see, it's the jackpot, Mr. Woodruff. The more stuff's arrived. They just delivered the meat.
Did Amy call you about that?
Yes, that's right.
Well, why didn't she just put it in the refrigerator?
Well, it's a quarter of a ton of beef, you see. Complete steer, fully dressed.
Yes, complete steer. All right. Where were we?
Well, now, here, I was going to tell you, my idea is we were just about to open a babysitting department.
What? Who
in the store.
Said so?
Yes, and a babysitting department
wait
in the
a
store
minute.
Here.
Yes. It's Amy, Bill.
Oh, no, tell her. I can't talk to her.
Oh, no. It's all right. I can wait. Some things are more important than other things.
Gee whiz, right in the middle of a conference. Yes, Amy. Oh, the freezer. Well, that solves all our problems, doesn't it? Oh, but doesn't. Oh. No, of course you can't throw away 400 dozen kippered herrings. Yes, Amy, I know it's a hot day, dear. Yes. Well, you just stack them someplace in the shade, and I'll think of something. Yes, I'll call you back. Now, where were we?
You were about to become a vice president.
Oh, thank you.
Vice president in charge of diaper changing.
I'll answer it.
Never mind. Conference dismissed. And on your way out, send in Fred Burns, the new vice president.
All deliveries to the rear, please.
Well, what do you mean? It's me. I live here, Amy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill.
Well, the only polite people I've met so far are the truck drivers. Of course, they always are. Amy... What's that on your head?
A Jacques Fifth Avenue hat. The only thing I knew where to put. Look, isn't the piano beautiful?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a very nice tone, isn't it?
Oh, Bill, your newspaper man friend Hank called and wanted to know what you're going to do about your income tax.
What income tax?
The income tax on all the stuff we won.
Well, how can you pay income tax on a refrigerator? What are you supposed to do? Send them a tray of ice cubes?
Maybe you'd better consult a tax expert. Oh, and by the way, Hilda Jones is on her way over here to talk to you about your portrait.
Portrait? Oh, no portrait now, Amy. We settled that.
Oh, Bill, please. It can only happen once in a lifetime.
No, absolutely not. No portrait. Oh. Yeah?
I am Hilda Jones. You have won me, too.
Wow! Gee, you're a prize package.
Thank you. I am here to paint your portrait.
Well, let's not lose any time, kid.
What did you say, Bill?
Oh, I forgot, Amy. Miss Jones, this is my wife, Amy.
How do you do? You're French, aren't you? Jones?
Hildegard Jonet. In English, Hilda Jones. It's simpler, yes?
Oh, much. But Greenwich Village. I thought you'd look sort of artsy-craftsy, and you're so... Well, anyway, it's a shame you had to travel such a distance, because that was the one thing Bill said he didn't want, didn't you, Bill?
How was that, dear?
Your portrait painted, dear.
Oh, well,
of course, I wanted him to, but he's absolutely set against it.
Oh, that is bad. If I do not paint the portrait, I will lose the commission.
Oh, isn't that a shame?
Yes, a shame.
Well, now, I hate to do that to you, but I just feel so silly posing.
Oh, but why, Mr. Lawrence? You would make a beautiful subject. You have such fine features and good bone structure.
I have?
Yes, and posing, it is nothing. You will enjoy it. At least all of my subjects do.
Uh-huh. Gee, it's hard to talk around here.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so much noise here.
Really?
Well, I am staying at the Glenville Hotel, Mr. Lawrence. Maybe it is better if I call you tomorrow.
Yeah, well, why don't you do that?
Yes, do.
You can reach me at Woodruff's Department Store.
I will be sure and call you. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Did she go out the door or crawl back into the woodwork? Quite a charmer, isn't she?
I didn't notice particularly.
Oh, didn't you? And what happens when you do notice particularly? Does smoke shoot out of your ears? Don't, oh, Amy, me. And before you go off to do all that posing, I wish you'd do something about putting those 400 dozen kippered herrings in the refrigerator. And you might plan to spend a couple of hours in there with them.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Lawrence. Or should I have said goodbye?
Well, what's on your mind, Leslie?
Have you found out about the tax yet?
Well, is it true?
Oh, yes, indeedy.
You mean to tell me I have to pay income tax and all this stuff here?
Oh, you poor, innocent lamb.
Hey, to hear you talk, you'd think Uncle Sam himself was sitting at the radio writing down all sorts of...
Oh, they take a list, yes. It's on file in Washington with your fingerprints.
Well, why don't they announce that on the program?
If they did, Mr. Lawrence, there'd be no program. Toodaloo!
From the Golden Age of Radio Theater, you're listening to the Screen Director's Playhouse from April 26, 1951.